The bill is aimed specifically at Spice, a synthetic marijuana often sold over-the-counter at convenience stores. Attorney General Joseph Foster said the goal was to pressure businesses to stop carrying the product. Businesses caught selling Spice now risk losing their beer, wine, food, and lottery ticket licenses.
The owners of these establishments must make a business decision. Do I want to make my money selling Spice, or do I want to make my money selling lawful products?
The law will also allow the Commissioner of Health and Human Services to add newly formulated synthetic drugs to the list of controlled substances sooner than the federal government can add them. And it lets the Governor's Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse recommend education programs on the dangers of the drug for schools, businesses, and families. It is young people, Governor Hassan reiterated, who are most susceptible to the purchase and use of this drug and in need of education.
If a synthetic drug is on a shelf in a local convenience store that your parents go to regularly, it must seem to kids that that's just okay. And we want to make sure that they understand what the dangers of these synthetic substances are.
It's just one of many efforts to address substance abuse in New Hampshire, including a greater emphasis on treatment and education. For NHPR, I'm Hannah McCarthy.